At Quite the Thing Media, we aim to bring you the best podcasts produced by independent creators, made without constraints.
This is Zach from the Neatcast and Effin' Cultured. Thanks for joining Podcast Father on his journey, sharing the great things that all sorts of creators are doing. He's the indie podcaster.
You've been searching for a podcast. Want to know about some great artists? Yeah. You've come to the right place. Indie Podcaster with your host, the Podcast Father.
Cheers, mates. Welcome to another episode of Indie Podcaster. I'm your host, Jeff, aka Podcast Father. Joining me is Claire Santama, Final Days on Earth podcast, 48 hours producer. I'm not going to let you talk. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good. When I say your name of Santama, I always picture, you remember Peyton Manning? He'd be like, Omaha, Omaha. That was one of his audibles. So I just say Santama, Santama over and over again. Sorry.
I like the enthusiasm and I'm a football fan, so it fits.
Are you a fan of the size of Peyton Manning's head?
I don't have a particular opinion on that. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm all about Tony Romo back in the day and Dak Prescott these days.
Peyton Manning did have quite the melon, though, on him.
Well, so, you know, it takes a big brain to be that smart and throw those awesome passes.
And those awesome commercials. All right, so today we're going to talk about Digital Dissection Podcast. It's a podcast with Mark, Joe, and now Chelsea. Actually, when I did this interview with them, it was before Chelsea, I believe, had even recorded an episode yet. She was brand new, and they've introduced her in the last month and a half or something like that. So I've listened to several episodes. What did you think, Claire?
I thought that was great. I really enjoyed all the wide variety of topics that they covered. I thought they had some clever episode titles. I liked Trek Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. You don't hear that much.
Yeah, I speak with Mark quite a bit. That's definitely his sense of humor. So what nerdy sense of humor thing do you have? Did I just call him a nerd? That wasn't very nice.
Hey, they call themselves a nerd podcast. So I think you are fully entitled to do that, Jeff.
What's your nerd thing?
Well, my nerd thing, I mean, I'm really into superhero movies now that I have a 5-year-old son. So I feel like I know the Marvel universe and the DC universe better than most people would who never had an interest in superhero movies until 5 years ago. So
what would be your superhero power?
Oh, definitely super speed. The Flash is my spirit animal, I think.
We'll call you the Dash.
I like it.
Spinoff. I like that. So this is a pretty neat interview, and they're definitely an entertaining bunch of people. Actually, the interesting fact before we jump into it, they all graduated from the same college, but didn't all necessarily hang out at the same time.
Oh, yeah? So they weren't friends back then?
Joe and Chelsea, I believe, more so than other, but Mark and Joe, I think they were, but they weren't all hanging out all the time like they are now and graduated from the same college. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, well, sometimes good things take a while to marinate. So maybe that friendship is finally ready.
Maybe I'm a jerk. I don't speak with anybody from college. Huh. All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoys this episode. We'll get right into it. But before we get into that, let me take care of a little business. Myself and this podcast are proud members of Quite the Thing Media. Make sure you're checking out Quite the Thing Media. Go to quitethethingmedia.com. If you want to go to my personal site, it's actually at Quite the Thing Media, quitethethingmedia.com/podcastfather. There you can request to be on this podcast as a guest. Also, a review from me on site. Make sure you're checking out all the great original podcasts on site and the independent creators on site, quitethethingmedia.com. Couldn't do this podcast without the hosting platform, Captivate FM. Captivate FM is great, guys. I can't tell you how great it is. I could talk about it all day, but I will tell you one thing. For me, as a new podcaster, it's amazing. There's all sorts of tools, growth labs, etc. The team is so hands-on at Captivate FM, they will help you through your journey. If you're a podcaster or content creator, you want to distribute your stuff, go to CaptivateFM.com. They'll go ahead and give you 7 free days off the bat, but I'll tell you what, if you go to my Quite the Thing Media page, page, quitethethingmedia.com/podcastfather. There at the bottom, you'll find an affiliate link. You can get 30 days of Captivate FM free. Why wouldn't you check it out? Captivate FM. This podcast is sponsored by Good Pods, my great friends at Good Pods. This is an amazing app, guys. You get on there, you see what podcasts your friends and influencers are listening to. Download the Good Pods app. All the music on this podcast is from the artist Young Karts. Young Karts, great independent artist. You got to check out all the work. Go to the site, youngkartsbeats.com. If you want to contact me, you can find me on Twitter @podcast_father, or the podcast actually has an account too, @indie_podcaster, or good old fashioned email, always great too, thepodcastfather@gmail.com. You want to support this podcast? One great way you can do for me is you can go onto your favorite podcast listening platform, may that be an Apple or Good Pods, and give me a rating, throw me a 5-star, type some nice things to me. If you don't even want to type, don't worry about it. Just throw me some stars. Any feedback is appreciated. I really do appreciate it. If you want to get real crazy and support me, you can always buy me a coffee. Check it out on my Quite the Thing media page. That's enough for the business. Let's get to the view. I have some special guests joining me today. I have the Digital Dissection podcast. We got a trio of them. And actually, one of them I have not met before or even heard. Mark and Joe, the usual characters up the trouble. And there's Chelsea also. By the time this airs, though, you will have met her. How are you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Spectacular.
Yeah, doing great.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to finally meet you. I know Mark and I were talking, obviously. I don't know how Mark and I started talking in the first place, but he was probably I've only been active for what, less than 2 months now, a little bit. So I think you were probably one of the first people that I talked to a whole lot. So that's pretty cool.
Mark. He goes around and the internet and like talks to people on behalf of the podcast. He even hands out business cards on the street, which we don't have yet. So he just literally writes his name on like a note card and gives it to people.
Yeah. He's asking for their hands and he's just writing it on there.
Yep.
Yep. And apparently that tactic's working. It has to be from everything I can tell in the analytics. But yeah, dude, I think you're one of the first people I actually met on Twitter just through, you know, retweeting and figuring out how it worked and everything. Cause I was a Twitter virgin up until, you know, 3 months ago. So yeah, I think I met you really early on and we've been helping each other ever since. So
yeah, definitely. I've definitely interacted with a lot of people, but you know, obviously Mark's been one of the more memorable ones. So yeah, just tell listeners about the podcast. Obviously I know about it. I've listened to several episodes talking with Mark, but I'll let you take a minute to talk about what you've got going on.
Yeah, dude, I'll take a stab at it. And Joe, feel free to correct me. But Joe and I have been friends for, better part of, 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, we're approaching a decade. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. And Joe and I would talk on the phone, a couple times a week for quite a long time. And we'd be talking about movies and video games and, just anything that we could think of. And we decided one day, we're like, somebody would probably listen to this if we recorded it because
fairly entertaining. We laugh at ourselves. So like other people probably will too.
That's always the biggest indicator, right?
Yeah. If you're having fun, someone else is going to enjoy this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's basically how the idea started because Joe and I, little by little, as we became friends, we just realized we liked a lot of the same stuff. And so it just kind of snowballed from there. And then, finally, one day we started pricing out mics and we're like, holy shit, we're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, so
after 7 years of talking about it.
Okay. So you did talk about it. So when would you actually start?
We started 2 months ago now. It hasn't been terribly long since we got going at this. Mark is definitely the head of our research department here and looked into actually getting started with a podcast and how you should approach it. So we got together and in 1 week, I think we recorded a good 5-6 episodes just in 1 week and then put them out there. And we've been just kind of recording stuff every week ever since.
Yeah, that was a rough, mm-hmm. rough first week.
Yeah.
So there's
there's a lot of just podcast dedication that time between how the initial teamwork happened. Is Mark did a lot of the researching and outlining, And then I made the original logo, which has already been overhauled much by a much more creative person. And I'll do like that sort of editing, and then I'll actually edit the podcast itself. And I will also regularly forget to post the podcast, in which case Mark comes back in and posts the podcast on Mondays and Wednesdays.
How far do you guys live in the same area? How did you actually meet? It's evident that you've known each other. I mean, that's mm-hmm. actually what makes the podcast awesome, right? Because you guys have that chemistry.
So funny story. One, actually, the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater connects the three of us because Chelsea and I were roommates there.
Okay.
And we were friends. We hung out quite a bit through the years there. Mark and I had a lot of like friends of friends.
Okay.
Like we yeah. would have known each other. We had the same major for quite a while. So like it's not a huge campus. So we've probably had classes together and just didn't realize it. So Mark and I would actually meet years later because of our love of the movie Ghostbusters. And we both dressed up as Ghostbusters and went to conventions. And that's how we actually met each other.
And I sweat through that jumpsuit almost every time I put it on. So I'm happy I don't do it anymore.
This was not some lighthearted cosplay. This was some legitimate, nice quality. That's a Ghostbuster walking down the street.
Yeah.
I can picture that.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of effort went into mm-hmm. it. But you know, my proton pack, for example, in 9 months, some people make a baby. But in that 9 month period, I made a proton pack. So that's why the detail is there. One of my friends who made several by hand helped me make it. So yeah, a lot of dedication went into that.
And I mean, in your defense, like that thing's like your baby. I mean, you named it.
Yeah. Speaking of baby, is that a baby sized trampoline behind you, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You jump on that bad boy?
I've tried. Wife won't let me.
Thought it looked a little broke. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, my son, who's a boat anchor, he's only 3 years old. He jumps in that thing all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm in the den downstairs where he plays.
Yes, he does have actual children now that he didn't have to like build with wood and epoxy.
I did thought I saw paint back there. So I guess that makes.
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff going on down here, you know, coming over sometime.
It's awesome. So you actually all three know each other and coming from the same place is actually pretty cool. And you can pretty much so tell that with the podcast. So you guys knew each other, had common interests, said we're going to start a podcast. So mm-hmm. everything else just kind of fell into place, right? What you're going to talk about, what it was going to be about. It's not really about one thing though, but everything mm-hmm. seems to come pretty natural.
Yeah. I mean, we pretty much have like a nice list of like, we have a massive list of like ideas for the podcast as well as like taking in like topics from our listeners. But like when we were getting together, we actually were kind of torn between what we wanted the podcast to be about or if we should have multiple podcasts. So I know Mark and Chelsea are both really big into the true crime area. I burned out on that a while ago, but like Mark has thought about like bringing maybe not true crime into this podcast, but maybe making like a second podcast because originally we were going to be trying to like probably incorporate both pop culture stuff and that in there. But like, I don't know, we ultimately decided like, you know, maybe we should not be like that restaurant that offers like 9 different areas of the world into one menu because they ultimately just go broke. Let's just focus on one thing and we can make like, I don't know, spinoffs later if we're feeling so inclined.
Yeah. We don't want you getting indigestion by listening to us. So that was a very important early, you know, topic for us. But I would say in the very beginning, Joe and I were very clear that let's talk about things that we were actually passionate about because it'll come through in the show. You know, a lot of other podcasts that I've listened to and I wouldn't say critiqued, but like folks have asked for feedback and I'll listen to them and I go, you know, like I can tell the passion for the podcast is there, but I can tell that this topic may not have been one that, you know, maybe you've lived with. And I said, so keep the passion, keep the fire, keep that going, but just make sure that when you pick your topics that, you know, that you really love what you're talking about. So more like sales 101, I guess.
Then they told you to go to hell. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, they did. Yes. Man,
who are you?
Those digital dissection guys are a full body ass. avoid them if you can. Yeah.
They've been for 2 months and they think they know everything.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a good point. Okay. So Joe and I, after a while, we realized, you know what, like, if people like listening to us, that's great and everything, but we absolutely value perspectives and making sure that we're, you know, not like just having people look at us as like a source of truth or something. Right. And so
we don't know much of what we're talking about. We kind of just enjoy talking about it. We are by no means experts.
Well, and that's the important part. Like, we're not experts, but Joe and I were talking a little bit after we got started, and that's why we brought Chelsea on the call here, because we really wanted to have, you know, someone else's perspective on things with some of the properties we're talking about. And it just, I mean, Chelsea came up multiple times. Joe brought her up several times while we're in the creative process. And I went, bring her on. Like, it's going to be great. Like, I everything I know about Chelsea has been awesome. So that's how she joined the show with us.
Yeah. And while I did say that, like, the three of us are connected by UW Whitewater, like, again, like, Chelsea and I had no like knowledge of Mark's presence while we were at that college together. But for basically all of my life advice, I turned to Chelsea and Mark, who had not met each other yet. So, like, they're my counsel for all of my life needs, and now I've finally brought the whole thing together in Elrond here.
Well, I'm glad
meeting
you did.
Of the minds.
Yeah, this is awesome. So, how much? But you can tell though that you really do have some preparation for your episodes, some research and all that. How much time do you spend on that? I know you record multiple ones at once, probably, but how much time a week would you say you spend on preparation as far as the laying the podcast out, that format?
I mean, it kind of depends on the episode. So, like, for instance, like our very first episode on Ghostbusters, like, that took almost not a ton of prep time, because Mark and I have been really big nerds about that movie for forever. So a lot of it was just like, hey, like, we know a lot of background information on the movie. So when we got to talking about it, things just kind of naturally flowed. Like, I think we did a little bit of extra research here and there just to make sure we, like, basically were fact-checking ourselves. But other than that, I know, like, for instance, like, I've only had to do, like, the planning for probably two or three episodes at this point, for, like, the Star Trek episodes and for the Legend of Zelda ones, which haven't aired yet. But those, in which case, like, I probably go, like, probably 3-ish hours or a little more into researching and sifting through information that I think would actually be relevant or fun to talk about.
Well, even with the Mike Judge one that I listened to, you could tell that you definitely had to put some time into it. You had the years, the titles of the film and other bodies of work. You can definitely tell it took you a little while to put it together. So do you guys record every week?
We definitely do try to record every week. We keep it flexible, but usually like a Thursday and a Sunday thing, you know, as the schedule permits. The research side of it, I will say, depending on what the episode is, can take a good amount of time, because one of our early episodes is called Robot Sex, which was misspelled on purpose to, you know, appear less adult.
And the first one I listened to, by the way, you referred to me to that one. Remember? I was like, hey, you're like, hey, check out my podcast. I was like, tell me which episode.
Oh,
then you gave me that one.
Bold move.
It was. Yeah,
it's totally PG, the whole thing, right? I call those episodes like our Globetrotter episodes, because a lot of times they'll start like a couple hundred years ago. I mean, one of our episodes goes like 5,000 years back. Those are the ones that I think take a little bit longer, because we have to make sure that we've done our due diligence. We've checked out the earliest instances of a topic or something like that. But otherwise, yeah, recording's been pretty consistent after that first marathon week. So usually once or twice a week, we hit the mics.
What would you say your target audience is? What do you think? Who do you think you're appealing to, and who are you trying to appeal to as far as listeners go?
Well, I think who we are appealing to is, from what Anchor is telling us, is typically people like in our age range, in the like the late 20s, early to mid 30s. And I think that just, again, it has a lot to do with like our subject content, is we talk a lot about, Mark likes to put it as like, I don't know, so you put a word in front of nostalgia, like it's not actually that long ago, or it doesn't feel like it's that long ago, but it turns out we are that old. So like that early 2000s range, that media.
Yeah, neo-retro is what
that's what it is. Neo-retro nostalgia.
It's not time that history forgot, but it's like recent time that may have been overlooked. So we're looking at some of the 80s, you know, we've got 90s because we're 90s kids. And then we've got the early 2000s pretty well mapped in there with mixing some, you know, current event stuff. But yeah, ultimately that's who I think we're really hitting on are these, like if you know about the age range of millennials, right? You've got millennials who remember the 80s and millennials who didn't. And we're kind of hitting that earlier half. And so that's where a lot of the feedback has come from. The people that don't typically like us are like the 65-year-old, the 70-year-old people on Facebook who see our ad and get really upset. So
yeah,
we're not marketing to them anymore.
No, we've made that adjustment.
Yeah, you got to play to your strengths, right? All the Marcomaniacs out there. So you've that's what I think everybody even listening would assume, right? You guys are making me feel old. And the creative side of it and why it works is because it's so lighthearted and fun. And, you know, some comments every now and then, but it's really positive energy, really. You guys aren't negative. Even if you, you know, something, you're not negative. So I think it's kind of that positive pick-me-up too, as well.
I do want to take another second here to talk about the sponsor of this podcast, Good Pods. Like I mentioned earlier in the intro, you can see what podcasts your friends and influencers are listening to. This app is great, and the creators and team Good Pods are very serious about making you the greatest listening experience for a podcast. Not only just the quality of the audio listening piece, but also the social aspect. This is a really awesome app. I can't suggest it enough. I'm very involved in there. They're very dedicated to podcasters, independent podcasters, and listeners. I have a couple groups on there you should go check out. The Indie Podcasters group, highlight indie podcasters, obviously. I've also recently created a true crime group. I'm a big true crime fan. You should join both of those groups. And every week, we do pick podcasts out of the Indie Podcasters group to highlight in the recommended section. But once again, I'll say it again, the Good Pods team is a great team of people. I can personally vouch for them, but they're also dedicated to making this app as good as possible. You can talk to them on social media directly. They will respond. They take all recommendations very serious. There's a great team at Good Pods. Make sure you download the Good Pods app and listen to your podcast there. Let's get back to the interview.
And I think that's something we try to be like thoughtful about, is that even if there's something about a property that we don't enjoy, we don't want to like turn like our listening audience off to it entirely, because again, like it's, you know, it's entertainment, it's subjective, like something that we think isn't that great, someone could think is one of the best things we've ever seen. And so like, while we will talk about, hey, like this happened and I wasn't the biggest fan of it, we don't want to make it to seem like we're some sort of like authority figure on the subject and say, hey, this sucks, don't watch it. I may have said once. I have said that once, just the one time.
It won't hurt anything. It's all right.
Think of it.
So how is your, you're only a couple months in, but me listening to the robot episode time period, then now I can hear some difference. How do you think your podcast has evolved? I know it's been a short period of time, but it has. How do you think so?
We definitely have a different voice now than we did early on. I remember in the very first episode, like we jokingly say that the red record button is on. And even though it sounds like we're joking, we're both like terrified. we were both just looking at that going, oh, finally doing this. Oh, no. So for us, I think one of the things that really helped from, you know, day one to now was that outline that we built. We have a mutual outline that we follow. We also share it with our guests too. So when our guests join us on the show, we've got five different interviews that are, you know, currently on the show. And every time we do that, we basically bold the topic as we go down so that everybody knows where we're at. So it's kind of like the idea of a, you know, like a football team and everyone on that side, all 11 of those people know where they should be at a given point in time. And that's kind of what we do. I mean, it's that planning, and I think just the order of it all, it really helps us to maintain our focus.
Yeah. And again, like, I don't want to say, like, you know, repetition is really helping us, but like, I don't know, the more shores we do, the more comfortable we get with it. And sometimes the less daunting things can be. As Chelsea could probably talk about, the first time doing an intro outro with a script was a little meh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of those things where I was practicing on my own hit, like on my own of the script that I was given, you know, before the call, trying to just not sound like a robot reading from a piece of paper. So, right. You know, trying to put some authenticity behind my words and the conversation, trying to keep all of that in mind too. I don't know. My big worry in the very beginning was coming off sounding so shrill.
Right.
So, but I keep being assured that that's not the case. I don't know. People can make their own opinions.
You guys started this podcast out really for fun, and it's kind of bonding between you guys, no doubt. Mm-hmm. At what point in time, because you can definitely see it, what point in time, how far in the last couple, or like I said, we're only a couple months, but at what point did you realize, like, hey, we're on to something here. We're going to kind of kick it to the next level, like you just talked about, as far as preparation. And how far in were you, Mark, would you say?
Well, you heard us say it a couple times on the podcast. When we started to do this, we said we're going to do this full-assed. There's no such thing as half-assed. So
right.
When we dove into this, it was all about, for us, it was networking. It was, mm-hmm. You know, making sure that we've got a good show that we're giving to people. So for me, I was going high intensity from the beginning, right? Like if this was a treadmill, I picked like level 8.
Yeah.
And I've been wheezing ever since. So, I mean, I don't know, that was my take on it. Like if we're going to do it, we're going to do the hell out of it. And so mm-hmm. that's been our take, like consistency and all that. So yeah. But at the same time, we do balance the fun of it. I mean, there hasn't been an episode where I haven't made Joe laugh and Joe hasn't made me laugh. And Chelsea made me bust out laughing on our recent episode here on Zelda that's coming out. So yeah, it's just it's like a fun time. It's like a clubhouse to hang out in.
And that's why I asked you, Mark, because you're the one that seems to be doing a lot of that networking on the social media side. And so it seemed like there, after, you know, a month or so, there was a shift to the next level. And that's probably where the networking was starting to pay off a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because at first it's a grind. Then you start seeing things paying off after a while.
Yeah. Well, and that's totally true, because in the very beginning, we weren't attached to any kind of like podcast distributors or anything like that. You and I have both been like very big advocates of Good Pods. Mm-hmm. We got to do a Good Pods drop, you know, always got to talk about Good Pods.
Yeah.
Cause they've been instrumental for indie podcasts and helping people get off the ground. So, after I started to, you know, share us into a bunch of these different groups, there's a couple on Twitter who have been really good to us, called like the Innerd Circle, like the mm-hmm. Inner Circle, if you will, Innerd.
Yeah.
The Apocalypse is the other one. Really love the Apocalypse folks. After doing that, they started to introduce us to other people who may have similar content. And then we started doing crossovers. And so, I mean, it's just been a fun ride.
Yeah. And then along the way, you've met a couple of podcasts, independent podcast networks as well.
Yeah. QTT Media were quite the thing.
Yep.
And Podbreed as well have been very good to us. So yeah, totally give them some love. Drop a deuce for them. Not a poop, but like the two. I'm gonna drop a deuce for these
guys. Drop a deuce for them. Okay.
Live streaming it.
Didn't know that was the thing. It usually just like a like or subscribe or something works.
Drop a deuce in Mark's world.
Yes. On Facebook, the drop a deuce feature is gonna be live. Oh man, I love I said that.
Oh man.
And Joe, I don't know how you do it, man.
I let Mark steer quite a bit of this. Like I get like I know you you were very generous when you said Mark does most of the networking. Mark does like 1,000% of the networking when it comes to the show. So I'm really glad again, his more marketing background really, really helps. I mean the podcast benefits from that greatly with how his knowledge of just doing it and him just being not relentless, but dedicated to it has really, really helped the show.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have really utilized off your strengths, right? Which is what mm-hmm. makes it work. I did want to say that Mark on social media, I introduced him to the Quite the Thing media team. We have a direct message group, you know, just chit-chatting about podcasting, supporting each other and whatnot. I introduced him, hey guys, this is, you know, Mark, and I introduced the podcast. And the first thing he says is, I like water cashews. Is that what you said, Mark? No.
First thing was, I said, hey, this is Mark, Digital Dissection. What is everybody's thoughts on water chestnuts?
Yeah, that's what I like, water chestnuts. I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah. This is the same guy, like, when we used to do the Ghostbuster thing, and we would go to, like we would get invited out by, like companies and events. Like, we've done a couple baseball games for local teams. And pretty much every time we'd go there, Mark would be the first one to talk to whoever representatives. And the first thing he'd ask is, like, so who do we have to talk to about validating parking? Which was never an issue anywhere going, but he just did it every time to break the ice.
I'm trying to think of what else. What else did you say, Mark? I like coconut. I like coconuts. I was like, what the?
Yeah. Yeah. And
there's Mark. Random middle of the day, he says, I like coconuts. Then somebody else got in on it. Me too. Like, coconut water. I'm thinking, yeah, Mark's met a new friend.
What have I gotten myself into? Yeah.
Yeah. He starts jokes with no idea where they're going. He
just didn't go anywhere. No, Joe, it didn't go anywhere. It died right there. That's all it was.
But that's the whole point, though, right? Like, it's it's all about, you know, if people get comfortable, they get bored. If they get bored, they go away, right? And so the show is kind of built on that same idea. Is like, sometimes you're going to hear like something from Joe and I that we just ad lib. We don't write any of it, and it just comes out in this show. And as you mentioned about ramping things up, and like, when did I start to feel validated and stuff like that? It was when I started to see people in the reviews talking about that banter and how strong it was, like you've mentioned, and and then the fact that I just laughed about a topic I never would have listened to for an hour and a half. So
yeah, like Batman's nipples.
Exactly. It's that kind of stuff. And so that's what kept us going. You know, that's what it's just nice to see people enjoying something that brought so much joy to us too. I'm not gonna get weepy on you though. I thought I may have for a minute there.
Is that a tear?
No, I just get sweaty, dude. I get very warm very easily.
You've been jumping on the trampoline, of course you're getting But no, I think what I'm trying, you know, what I'm kind of setting off doing here is highlighting creators. And I think you, I'm saying you and Mark, you know, Joe and Mark, but of course Chelsea included, you're creating it just from a natural, it's a completely natural, like you said. I mean, it's just your guys' relationship, you're feeding off each other and just kind of going. You have a format, but the creative side of it truly is natural. And I think that's what makes it awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. It's really, it's good to hear. Cause yeah again, like that. We joke about, like, you know, if I'm laughing, then if I'm laughing, clearly everyone else is laughing too. But I mean, that is kind of good to know that that's what's actually happening, is that like we're having a fun time and enjoying what we're putting out there and that other people are doing the same.
Yeah. It's so, I mean, yeah. And it's great. I mean, I've really enjoyed it and getting to know you guys, and now nice to meet the rest of you. Moving forward, what milestones are you closing in on that you're close to, or something to look forward to that you're moving towards?
I remember very early on, Joe and I kind of just, I wrote this down in my little, I call it my grail diary of writing for this show. So I got my little diary here. One of the early milestones was hit 100 episodes. We want to hit 100 because we've got the content, we've got the desire to get there. So we just hit 32 episodes already within about 2 months, which we probably won't keep that pace, but we're going to keep going 2 a week like we have been. So that was number one. And number two was to start to bring friends into this, you know, start to feature either other podcasts. And that's why I'm floored that Chelsea's even giving us the time of day to do this with us. Like, seriously, Chelsea, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime.
Cause, yeah. Cause I think Chelsea's going to be instrumental to keeping the show interesting. Like I said, Joe and I have been friends for a while. We've been talking this stuff over, and you know, it's not just having another set of eyes on things. It's bringing meaningful perspectives to people. And that's what makes this show fun.
Hopefully keeps us, you know, from being ever one step away from those two old cranky Muppet dudes in the balcony who just complain about everything.
Those dudes are awesome. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to, like, I don't know, building off of the podcast and maybe trying other things. Like, I think Chelsea, Mark, and I think when we actually first recorded with Chelsea, we talked about another idea we had following a streaming show that I don't want to say out loud and give the idea away for someone else to do it beforehand. But maybe like taking just kind of like our love of other things that don't necessarily fit in with the podcast we're doing right now and making like a small like mini series here and there based off of other interests and throwing that out there, you know, seeing what sticks. And if not, then, you know, at least if we're having fun and fun making it, then that's a win for me.
But the podcast has gave you that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which is great. I think that's what it's all about. And you'll continue to build more, obviously, the more you do. Go ahead, Mark. It's your show. Go ahead.
No, dude, it's not my show. I say this to everybody, you know, yes, there's a lot of effort that goes into this show, but it doesn't exist without all of us. And so I absolutely love the fact that I get to hang out with my friends, you know, weekly and getting to do this. And I can't think of a better term than just saying it's a blessing to be able to just have the platform. And like Joe mentioned, to be able to branch into other things that are just as meaningful to us that may not apply to the core audience or, you know, whatever. I think this idea of doing miniseries is really attractive to us because, like Joe mentioned earlier on, we've got true crime that Chelsea and I are both pining for. We want to talk about the murder and the death and all of this fun stuff.
Give us the gore. Yeah,
I second that. I do love true crime myself, so I understand.
Yeah. Oh, and it's not just about the murder porn aspect. It's also about the fact that, you know, sometimes we don't truly give a moment of silence to the victims. Mm-hmm. And those are the types of things that I would like to shed some light on because, yeah, this show is usually pretty positive, right? And it's sometimes really easy to burn out on true crime because you're surrounded by the darkness the entire time without any light whatsoever in it. And so that would be the approach I think we would take to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's where Chelsea comes in. I think we're going to have some fun there.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you think when they first brought you in on this, Chelsea?
Honestly, oh my gosh, it happened so fast. My first thought was, oh Christ, we're actually doing this. Joe's sending me mics. Hey, here's an invite. Be here at this time. I'm like, really? I listened to your podcast and I sat there while I was working, listening to the podcast and laughing along with them the entire time. You know, part of that, I think it's because at this part, I didn't know Mark, but I've known Joe for, I don't even want to tell anyone how long. And I think part of that was, I felt like I was sitting there laughing along, listening to them. And he's just someone that I, you know, hold in such high regard and love so dearly. And they were killing it. It was great. It was so much fun. And so, you know, I reached out, hey, I love your podcast. I think it's just great. I would love to do something like this sometime. And that was all it took.
I'm excited.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
I'm excited. I think that third dynamic to it will be really neat, especially seeing how the Mark and Joe have this like vibe of, you know, 40-year-old men. Maybe may or may not be in their mom's basement.
Yeah, that is the audience we attract. Which also brings up a spinoff idea that we talked about a long time ago about Mark and I. We're just gonna make a podcast called Dudes Talking About Dudes.
Oh yes, yes, absolutely. Yep, and not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, it just came off. Like, I think we saw like a very, very well dressed man walking around Madison, Wisconsin, like for no apparent reason. Like, I don't know. I mean, he probably had a reason for looking that good, or maybe he didn't. We don't know. But that dude looked good that day, and he deserves some praise for it. So we're gonna talk about dudes.
I think it was actually a spinoff of trying to capture certain elements of celebrities that we're really big fans of, because I don't even care if this isn't even really a spoiler, but Joe and I have this topic called the golden age of Cage, the golden age of Nicolas Cage. Right? And so we were thinking of, okay, what could we do as a way to kind of make this a recurring series? And it's to take, you know, actors or, you know, actresses or whoever, and then start to really analyze them you know, outside of their work, within their work. And so this is idea of watching this sharp-dressed man walk down the street. We're like going, you know, yeah. What? Mm-hmm. You're working it, loving it. Don't want to do that. So it's a topic we're going to get into that we haven't quite done yet. But yeah, we're definitely getting there.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Cage more in depth other than just the one we've done so far.
I look forward to it. And I'm glad that you decided, speaking of clothes, well-dressed, I'm glad that you decided to put clothes on. For some reason, I pictured you recording exclusively in your tidy whiteys or something. Works. Well, I appreciate you putting on a t-shirt for me today.
Those are just the after hours recordings.
Yeah. that is a tradition. All the side stitches are done underwear only.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Otherwise, the rest of the recordings were naked from the neck up. So we're very clear on that as a policy. I don't know. Maybe we'll do the naked cast, Joe. That'll be one of them.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
A little Howard Stern theme in it and just start getting wild with it. So we're cutting close on time here, but we'll have to do this again. I think this was fun. So tell everybody out there listening, and I can't suggest your podcast enough, and you guys personally, obviously, I've enjoyed meeting, but tell everybody listening again where they can find you, what everything you're involved in.
Yeah, well, I mean, from the social media aspect of it, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look up Digital Dissection and Nerd Podcast or at Digital Dissect One, and we're going to pop up.
Yeah, the search engines actually are being very nice to us. So you'll typically find us on the top of there. I think as far as all of the distributors go, like we're on all of the major podcast platforms. So even if you accidentally got to one of those sites, just, you know, you'll find us there. Joe nailed it.
Yeah, we're also Alexa enabled, which I know doesn't benefit Chelsea because she refuses to have that robot listening to her in her home. But if you have an Alexa, you can just tell her to play Digital Dissection and Nerd Podcast and she'll go right into it.
I'm going to do that right after this meeting.
All right. Yeah. Well,
one last thing I do want to leave off on. We did just come off of a very big like crossover event with Friends of the Podcast. You've probably seen. And it was on the Firefly TV show and Serenity, you know, movies. So definitely want to give kudos to them. They're all great podcasts. There's the Sudden But Inevitable Rewatch, who's now getting into their Bebop Rewatch, the Measuring the Score podcast, and also the Cheap Seat Reviews podcast. They all helped us out with that Firefly collection, which we have on all of our social media lists too. So we definitely hope folks check that out.
And easily some of my favorite episodes we've done so far are in those, the three-part Firefly series. So definitely check those out. They're really fun.
There you go. Yeah. So go ahead. No, go ahead.
Otherwise, I was going to say, thank you for having us on as well as like being our platform for announcing Chelsea to the podcast. Cause we're obviously announcing her all over, you know, our social media channels and everything, but really happy that you're offered us the time here to show her off to everybody.
Yeah, no problem. And I appreciate the support that you've had for me as well. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I'll keep repping you all the time.
Somebody's got you, right?
Your biggest hype man, dude. Come on. I got you.
My wingman. All right. Hey, again, I appreciate it. Thanks for putting clothes on for the interview, Mark. Joe, nice to hear you. I know Mark doesn't let you on social media, so.
No, I'm not allowed there. I am left off that. I had a weird conversation with someone one time and he has banned me ever since then.
And lastly, but not least, Chelsea, nice to meet you. And I hope you know it's going to be a hell of a fun time with these guys. So welcome aboard. I think it's awesome.
Thank you so much. And great to meet you too.
You guys take care.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Really do appreciate you listening to this episode and checking it out. I hope you continue to do so with the next. I hope you have an appreciation for what I'm trying to do here. Highlight all the different things all sorts of different creators are doing. I hope you get behind me on that and continue to join me on my journey. I'm Podcast Father, the Indie Podcaster. See you next time.